It has been a whole year since I have been up here to share. And I just, this past week, I'm just going to get honest right away, but you know, it's almost like God wasn't, he was with me, but he wasn't really being specific this whole week and what I was to share. And you know, I have awesome people who stand with me and who pray for me, and thank you. But I just feel like this morning is personal to me. When Sean gets up here, he is a speaker of theology, he is a speaker of the word, and I'm a speaker of the word. But what I mean by that is that he gets up here and he is just well in tune with the theology of scripture. And I was born in the church, I was raised in the church. And I've always found it really hard to like read the word. And because I feel like sometimes when I've read it, I haven't necessarily got it, or I hear about David, I hear about Paul, like I've been born and bred in Sunday school. But I just feel like I have to give you this disclaimer because I think this is going to be a little bit emotional. That it's just where God has brought me at this point in my life. And maybe you can look at it more as a testimony of what God is doing and what he's going to continue to do. But I pray right now that God would touch your heart and where you're at, and you would hear what you need to hear this morning. And that you would know in your heart that God is a personal God. That each of our walks are different, but that we can learn from each other and we can grow together. And so that is my heart for you, each and every one of you this morning. If some of you haven't been in church for a while, or if you haven't, whatever, this past year, Sean in January spoke about how Gateway is a church that is going to repair, rebuild, and restore. We've been talking about that a lot. And then as we came back in September, God gave us three words of the how to go to that. And that was love, connect, and grow. That we would be a people of Gateway that would not only repair, rebuild, and restore, but that would be a body, a family within ourselves, that we would learn to love one another beyond our inadequacies, not a good word, beyond our stupidities. That we would be a church that would connect with one another, just not in church. We would connect on a spiritual level. We would connect on a fun level, that we would encompass all of it. And I think that one part right now that God has been sharing with me is about the growth part. I'm not just talking about numbers. I'm talking about a spiritual depth that God wants to do in each and every one of our hearts so that we can grow in a deeper knowledge of who he has called each of us to be. I'm thankful here that we're all different, that we all come from different walks that make us who we are, who have enhanced us, who maybe sometimes we've had to lay those things down at God's feet. But the point is, we're all different here this morning. And I think that's amazing, but I also think it's hard. And I think it's hard because we all have to know who we are in Christ, but we also have to be okay with who God created us to be. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been on that journey for the past couple of months of being okay with who God created me to be. Back in the summer, I had this opportunity to get in contact with this life coach who was offering, she's a Christian, and she was offering this course, and she was interviewing people, and she was deciding how many women she would bring into this course. And it's from women all across Canada. And so every Tuesday, we get together on the internet and we talk. And we have been going through our personalities, our values, our mission, our vision for our lives personally. And I'm not gonna lie. Like, it has been the most difficult thing I have had to go through, doing a personality test. Has anyone in here ever done a personality test? Okay. Well, I did one, and I didn't like the results I got. Okay. And it's so funny because Sean saw it, and he's like, what is this? Like, this isn't true. And so I'm not even kidding you. For a good week, I focused on the fact that that wasn't who I am. This is not who I am, that, you know? And then I started to, like, do this course with these women, and we started to go over what my personality type was, and lo and behold, like, it actually is who I am. Like, I am a child of God. I am that, but, like, my personality is, like, it was an eye-opener. And I realized that it was okay. And it wasn't a way for me to justify myself or to justify my actions, but it actually showed me a way, and it showed me what my stressors are, how I'll tend to back off and I'll isolate. Like I do all of these things, and it showed me. It was just a practical way. And now, for a good week, I rejected it. But now I'm like, wow, like, if we can just accept who God has called us to be. Like, in Psalm 139, how it talks about He created you in your mother's womb. Like, He wove you together. He wove us all together. And to say that we don't like who God made us to be is almost to say, like, we don't believe who He is. And we don't believe that He's the God of the good. Like, He created each and every one of us. I saw a quote, it said, He factored our stupidity in when He knew what we were going to do. Like, He knew you when you were in your mother's womb. When we are okay with who God created us to be, we are empowered. We are self-aware. We are self-aware to make the changes we need to make. I want to be clear on that. I'm not saying get to know your personality so that when you say something or do something that's not right, that you're like, oh, that's just who I am. We heard about that last week, right? No, I'm not saying that. Because when it goes on in Psalm 139, it talks about searching our heart. It talks about getting to know the innermost parts of who God has called. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In my personality test, it talked about how causes of stress. Being criticized. That is one of my causes of stress. Ever since I have been a little kid, I have been super sensitive, like, to the point of, I don't know if I've ever shared this before, but my dad's a pastor, and so when I would, in the old days when there wasn't really Sunday school, we would lie on the front of the pew and sleep during church, and I kid you not, at, like, the exact moment that the altar call would come forward, and my dad would get up to call people forward, there would be me waking up in the middle of the service screaming and crying. And all these people would like be coming to the front to get me and take me out and to soothe me. But I used to think like my crying was bad, like being super was bad. But that's who God created me. I realized that this past year, walking through some things, people have said to me, Natalie, why haven't you done this or why haven't you done that? And not in a bad way, just really in an encouraging way. And I really realized that the words that people have spoken over me, whether to me or indirectly, that I had actually allowed those words to come and kind of hold me back. And like, I'm just using this personality test. Like, I use the word of God, guys. Like, I know the truth. The truth sets you free. But what I'm trying to get at is that we are who we are. And that when certain things happen in our lives, we're going to react in a certain way. And as children of God, we're called to react in a way that honors God. And we're called to react in a way that is honoring to Him. And sometimes I suck at it. And that's okay. But it's when we come before God and we say, God, forgive me. And you lay it bare before Him, that He's able to switch that around and do what He needs to do and be who He needs to be through you. So if I can encourage you anyway this morning, it's to be okay with God, who God created you to be. To be okay with that. And as we do that, we seek His truth in that. In Hebrews 4:12, it tells us that the word of God is active, alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. When we know and we're okay with who we are, we have to seek His truth in that. We have to allow Him and His word that is living and active to be the source of it all. And I was thinking about it this week. I think we live in a world that we've been taught it's your truth. It's what you believe. My truth is my truth, and your truth is your truth. But actually, there is one truth, and that is Jesus Christ. And I think we maybe have been confused a little bit in the sense of truth and promises, because, and maybe we've kind of got those two mixed up, where the promises of God are personal to each and every one of us. In different situations that we walk out, in things that we go through, God comes in and He gives us His living word, and He tells us, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Trust in me. I fight for you. I do these things for you. And those are His promises. And He uses His truth to do that. But I'm just going to declare here this morning that in Gateway, as the body of Christ, that there is one truth. That the truth is the living God. That it is Jesus. That it is His word that penetrates our hearts. That, you know what, it takes away the dividing soul and the dividing spirit. When we're flowing in the truth and the living word of God, there is no division. There is unity in who He has called us to be. And you know how powerful that is when we all get that individually. It flows out to the whole body. When we focus on Jesus, when we focus on His truth and His word and the living and active, His word tells us that breaks division and it brings unity. And if we're all in it together and we're all working on ourselves and we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, then it's going to filter out. And we're going to go forth in the power in the resurrected life of Christ. Be encouraged today that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. No height, no depth, not anything can separate you from the love of Christ. When you are grounded in the truth, when you are grounded in the Word of God that is living and active, you are going to speak life, not only to yourselves, but to those around you, but you're going to receive the life. This is my biggest struggle with my children. I can speak life, like I tell them they're fearfully and wonderfully made, but I think it's in those pressure moments where I'm like, why did you just do that? And then my tone goes haywire and everything goes, and it's like, and then you have to go back and you have to apologize and you have to talk about it, because I'm very sensitive. I have three very sensitive children. But in Proverbs 18:21, it tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue. And Matthew 12 tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In Proverbs 12:18, it says, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. We serve a God of hope, of joy, of peace, of all these things. But sometimes I think the words that we can speak to one another that are well-intentioned can sometimes bring the worst harm. Sometimes in the tone in which we say them, when they're never meant to be that way. And I think sometimes we receive things that we should never receive when people come to us because we think that they're godly people and God sent them. And I'm just going to say, we all have a relationship with Jesus to filter those things, to know the truth, to know that whatever somebody is saying to you, if you don't think it's right, you cannot receive that. You don't have to receive that. You have that permission. And I really have been learning that this past year. I have been learning that God has created me to be who I am, and that's okay. And you know what? People can think and say, because sometimes well-intentioned people say things that they... But the reality is that when we are living in the Word, that it is living and active, and it doesn't bring division, it joins us together. How powerful that is. So I'm just going to say it here this morning. We're all full of humans in this room this morning, with a heart that desires Jesus, with hearts that desire to see God's word prevail. And so let's not get caught up in the stupidity, because God knew about that when he formed you and he created you. Don't make it about what it is not supposed to be made about. Make it about Jesus. I think so many times we overcomplicate things and we overthink things when the Word of God is truth. He loves you. He has called you with a purpose. And nothing can separate you from His love. Nothing. A few weeks ago, I don't know if we were in intercessory prayer or if it was here during worship on a Sunday morning, but God brought the name of the church to mind. And since we've been here the past 4 years, we have heard a lot of prophetic words about Gateway itself. The name Gateway, that Gateway is going to be the epicenter, that Gateway means this, that Gateway, that word specifically means something. But as I was like reading the whole name of our church, we are Gateway Christian Life Center. And I think we really need to grasp the fact that we are a life center. And we will grasp that we are a life center as a whole when we are able to grasp that we are life givers. The Word of God tells us that hope brings joy. So that when we have the hope and the belief of who Jesus is, we will walk in His joy. But the hope has to come first. And I think I can confess here this morning that I have walked at times in unbelief. Like, what do I have to offer? Like, who am I? And I've really made it about me. But it's not about me. Like, we are a life center. And you know what? It's really interesting because over the past year, we have had people come in and say, we would love to see an addiction recovery center. We would love to see a transformation center. We would love to see a center that brings life. God knew what He was doing when He named the church. Gateway Christian Life Center. So yes, it is so important for us to speak life into our own personal lives, in our own personal decisions, and to also give life to those who are around us. There's something about words. And I don't know if there's people in this room today. It's stuff that I've had to walk through, but you know what? There have been people maybe who have either spoken words too soon or been the receiving end of words who have been spoken too soon over their life. And what I mean by that is that when we have a word for somebody sometimes, or when we have prayed for somebody and we're in a rush to go in and tell that person that word, maybe we weren't supposed to say it at that time. And I think sometimes it has wounded people. I don't think I know. It has wounded people. It has held people back. And I just want to say, enough is enough. That as Christians, as lovers of Christ, as people who serve Jesus, number one, if God calls you to say something, be submitted to Him and do it in love. And someone who receives it, and maybe you feel it's off, you have all authority to say that to the person, or you may just need to leave it at Jesus' feet and not take it on. But I just think sometimes we walk around wounded, where we never were meant to be wounded, and that was never the intention at all. And how do I know this? Because God does not destroy. He builds up. And so I say that if someone has come to you and said something and you have felt it off, you need to examine your own heart. But then you also need to deal with it and don't carry it. In John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that ye may have life and life abundantly." That is his desire for each and every one of us here this morning. You say, well, how do I know it's God? How do I know this? Well, if you're feeling like you're downcast and things are stolen from you and you feel outright destroyed, that is not the God we serve. He wants to give you life. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Carson, can you come to the guitar? His presence has been here since the moment we walked in. Jesus. Can you all stand here with me this morning? we're all here in different places. We're all in different spots of what I've shared this morning. Some of us, maybe we just need to know who we are in Christ. And some of us maybe just need to be okay with it. Father, I thank you that it's not about us. That you use us despite us, God. Father, you don't show us who we are just so we can justify who we are. God, you show us who we are so we can change to be more like you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you need prayer here this morning, but I just want to say, he has an abundant life for each and every one here this morning. An abundant life. God, I ask right now that your truth would prevail, Father God. Father, I ask right now that the lies, the deep-rooted lies that we have believed about ourselves, Father, God, I pray that you would begin to bring those up, Father God. And God, that you would start to replace those with your truth and your promises. You have called us to live abundant lives, full of grace and full of mercy and full of joy. And that's who you are. Jesus. Jesus.
my key. Who can compare to you, my Lord? Who can compare to you, my friend? But then I found that there's no like you in all the earth. And you take my hand, you guide me on, you show me the way to life. My head, you give me hope, you show me the way to life. No one compares to you, my King. No one compares to you, my Lord. To you, my friend, looked and I found that there's no one like you in the earth. And you take my hand, guide me on, you show me the way to life. And you lift my head, give me hope, you show me the way to life. Take my hand, guide me on, you show me the way to life. And you lift my head, give me hope, you show me the way to.
Like to be prayed for anything, just come over to this side. If you want to just remain in your seats and worship and reflect, you can do that. So the Lord continues to show you things, reveal things. It's important to take this time of quietness, stillness, and be unhurried. Lord reveals things. So that we can be more like him, conform to his image. Let him speak to you.